Today is Palm Sunday. Holy Week begins. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Our Roman station today is San Giovanni in Laterano, St. John Lateran. This is the cathedral church of the Diocese of Rome, and is also known as Sacrosancta Lateranensis Ecclesia Omnium Urbis et Orbis Ecclesiarum Mater et Caput, meaning Most Holy Lateran Church of all the churches in the city and the world, the Mother and the Head. The Basilica is dedicated to the Lord Himself, the Holy Savior, and thereafter also to Saints John the Baptist and John the Evangelist. As we begin Holy Week, keep in mind that sacramental realities are no less real than the sounds you hear now or the things you touch or taste or smell. The sacred rites of Holy Week make the events they commemorate present to you, and you, by your baptismal character, participate in them in a mysterious way. If you are able to, seek sacramental confession in this time. Also, look at the texts beforehand, review them afterwards. Perhaps keep a pad of paper and a pen by you to write something down that strikes you. If you are able to, dig down deep, examine your consciences. Tie all those faults and sins into a package and hand them over to Christ. Ask your guardian angel and our Blessed Mother to show you how to offer them. Then, of course, make a good confession. Go to confession. Meanwhile, also, offer your difficulties in reparation for so many sins against our Eucharistic Lord and the sacrilegious communions that have troubled the whole world now for decades. And keep your spirits up, even as we enter into Holy Week and the Eucharistic and liturgical deprivation also that we experience in so many different places. Learn to live this Holy Week in such a way that no other Holy Week of your life will ever be the same hereafter. My friends, this is the time that God chose for us to be alive. What an honor it is to live now in difficult times. The more difficult, the greater the graces, and the greater the glory in heaven. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troadec. It is not death that Jesus goes to seek today in Jerusalem, it is triumph. The prophet Zechariah had foretold this ovation and these acclamations. Son of David, Jesus makes his entry as king. Israel acclaims him as king. In a short time from now, the same people will cry out for his death. But he is still the king, the Messiah. He will remain so forever. Israel will soon refuse to be under his scepter, but a new people, issued from a faithful portion of the first, will soon rise, formed of all the nations of the earth. We are the children of this people, and we too come to acclaim him. He is our king, our savior, the vanquisher of death. Even if we resist his grace, our Lord remains forever the victor. His victory over the prince of the world was total, and mankind was redeemed by him. But his heart, so loving, is not content with having merited salvation for the entire flock. He ardently desires that each of his sheep unite himself to his sacrifice and carry his cross after him in order to make that salvation effective. Lord Jesus, like the Hebrew children, I, too, want to lay my coat on thy path. That is to say, I want to rid myself of all that is superfluous, of all that could weaken in the slightest way my union with thee. I want to purify my conscience of all that hinders today my union with thee, in particular by making a good confession. Reign also in my soul by holy communion. Reign always more fully over my intelligence, over my will, and over my heart. Reign over my family and over all of society.
In